Hello. Welcome to the blog. This is an interesting blog because it is about developing a can-do attitude. One of the greatest things you could do for yourself, your family, and your boss is to develop a can-do attitude. A can-do attitude is born of a belief that whatever needs to be done, can be done, and will be done. A can-do attitude can be contrasted to an attitude of self-doubt or cynicism or pessimism. These three negative no-can-do attitudes are characterized as follows. The person who suffers from self-doubt believes that it could be done, but not by me. The person who suffers from cynicism believes that it could be done, but why bother? The person who suffers from pessimism believes that it cannot be done. On the other hand, the person who has developed a can-do attitude has a tendency to believe that whatever my mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. How to develop a can-do attitude? Remember that any task is made up of its component parts. And its component parts can be further classified into two distinct sets. The can-do portion of the job. The no-can-do portion of the job. Let us examine the no-can-do attitude. Whenever a task comes up, many people's minds jump immediately onto the no-can-do portion of the job. Meaning, their minds start to generate long lists of all the reasons why it can't be done. Why it shouldn't be done. Why we should not risk changing what we already have now, and how costly it would be to change. Most people do focus too much on the no-can-do portion of the job. And if you focus on that too much, then your mental brakes are applied, and all forward momentum screeches to a halt. On the other hand, a smaller number of people, on hearing the news of the same task, have their minds jump immediately onto the can-do portion of the job. Meaning, their minds start to generate long lists of how it could be done, how it could be funded, how it could be organized, how the benefits of the goal's achievement would serve as a platform for an even greater achievement further in the future. Some people do tend to focus on the can-do portion of the job. And if you do focus on that portion, then your mental muscles are strongly stimulated, and your forward progress is proportionate. And here is a most interesting fact. Whenever you concentrate on the can-do portion of the job, you will make some progress. And as you make your first bits of progress, the new, fresh factors, additional resources, that were initially invisible to you, come now into view. New assets, new tools, and new people will come to your aid. These additional factors could never have been predicted by you, nor could you have known of their existence from your original starting position. Therefore, you must not wait until all the problems have gone before you take positive action. Don't wait until all the conditions are right before you move. Instead, move first with what resources and information you do have in your possession, and, lo, more and better tools will be made available. It is as if invisible forces are working to help you. There aren't really any invisible forces. It just feels like it. The point is this. Make progress from where you are. Only as you make progress, does further progress become possible. You always have a choice of two options. When you are faced with any challenge, you have a choice of two options. You can focus on the no-can-do portion of the job, or you can focus on the can-do portion of the job. We recommend that you focus on the can-do portion. Make progress from where you are. As you make progress, further progress becomes possible. Nice.